Good morning. Apparently the good Lord is willing, because here we is, live broadcasting.
Yes, we are.
With a microphone and a phony at the mic.
The creek did not rise enough to keep us from here.
No, wow.
Mm-hmm.
The good Lord, I think, was looking out for us. Doesn't mean it wasn't without fatalities and damage, but it could have been worse. We're talking Hurricane Milton. Good morning. It is 6:09. The Bob Rose Show rolling. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It would appear that Milton has left the building, left the state of Florida, at least the eye, and some of the most dangerous winds, but we still could feel, still could get blanketed with showers and some high winds and gusts, but those should be fairly limited. Hurricane Milton made landfall last night, and a little earlier than many of the prognosticators had put out there.
Yeah,
but it was a Cat 3. Winds, deadly storm surge, potential flooding. All the issues that go with a storm this size, especially one that started out as a Cat 5. Sustained winds were measured at 120 miles an hour when it made landfall. I know they've measured some gusts and some temperatures above 100 miles an hour in some areas of Tampa to the north. But power outages, the guesstimates were 1 to 3 million. And I, at least in our area, our listening area for the most part, we've come through this thing very, very well. There are some power outages, but it doesn't appear to be widespread, okay? And that is obviously excellent news. So one of the devastating things and fatal things were tornadoes that were spurred off of the storm and hitting areas that really the storm, other than that, didn't impact to a great deal. Like 36 different reports of tornadoes touching down. I saw, it was actually the New York Post had video of one that was in Clewiston, Florida, which, you know, I recognize that was my first job in radio down on the banks of Lake Okeechobee. And that thing was...
That was big.
That was massive.
Yeah.
When Greg says a tornado's big, and he comes from big tornado country,
yeah,
that's saying something. So...
Do they say, like, probably... I mean, you mentioned the touchdowns. Last number I saw, 17 separate tornadoes, unless they change that number.
Well, yeah, and I don't know how they define this, 36 reports, if that's considered individual...
Or something touches down.
Yes, yeah, right. Maybe, or two people called in the same one. I don't know, but let's just say that
was
is
a bunch.
Far more active than I think you would say for the norm. More active.
Yep.
And very, very devastating. And some of those folks are like, yeah, you know, storm's coming this way. You know, it's we'll probably get a lot of rain, maybe some flooding. But I don't think they expected necessarily tornadic activity. However, we did warn everybody that the dirty side was going to be that southeast side. Normally, it's northeast because that's usually the direction the tornado is headed. At this time, it was almost on a west to east path.
Mm-hmm.
So that made that dirty side more toward the bottom. But it also means a lot of heavy rainfall to the north. So we've got special guests who are going to be joining us throughout the morning from law enforcement. We're also going to have Senator Rick Scott is going to be on, the Lieutenant Governor, Jeanette Nunez. So we'll cover our bases, try to get an idea of what kind of damage has been done. And just remember, I mean, we're dark for another hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really when you get first light, things will become more evident. Please do me a favor. I know everybody wants to go check their house out. You don't know if there's downed wires. You don't know if there's some friendly creepy crawlers like snakes that were looking for higher ground. I mean, yeah, just give it a little bit of time. Get the light of day in there, and then you'll have plenty of time to fully assess the situation around your house. And they're going to be doing the same thing all over the state. On my way in, State Road 26, I take from like Keystone and Melrose, and I was on my way almost to like Hatchet Creek, but over past 301, and there was a tree down in the road. And I've got my high beams on, and I'm in the ram, so I'm sitting up pretty high. But that stretch of roadway is dark normally, and it was even darker. And I came, you know, it was a big green wall in front of me. I go, that looks like a tree.
Good that you swerved to miss that.
I did. Yeah. I swerved to miss it. I have cat-like reflexes. This is not something other people would miss. And, I'm exaggerating slightly.
A little bit.
But what I did was I turned back around. I had my chainsaw with me. I said I was bringing it.
That's right.
I'm not going to drive by that and not do anything about it. Because, seriously, other cars may not see it till it's too late. And anyway, so I cut it up you know, the best I could, and definitely made sure at least that that part of the roadway was clear. And I'm not looking for any accolades. It just, hey,
it's
4 o'clock in the morning. Yes. And if I barely saw it in time, somebody else might not. And if I did hit it, I've got a big old pickup truck. And I got to tell you this real quick. Somebody saw me out there. They went around because they saw my truck in the way and my lights on and everything flashing, and pulled over. And I could hear, "You need some help?" And it was a woman's voice.
Really?
And I thought,
nice.
God bless you.
That's right.
And this has, I'm not doing the women men thing, but I mean, really, you know, woman willing to get out of her vehicle in the dark and help.
Yeah.
And I said, no, I'm good. I got it covered. But the thought was
nice.
Very much appreciated.
And with that being down, keep in mind, as I mentioned a little earlier, we are saturated. Trees can still fall. Limbs can still fall. Bob mentioned we do have some power outages, which means some lines are probably down. So make no assumptions.
We've got rescue stories. We've got people mistreating a dog story. You're not going to like that. Tampa Bay Buccaneers were smart. They headed out of town. Details, information, we definitely have you covered this morning. It is the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on 97.3 The Sky.